There's word of another shooting. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News, and this is a Fox News alert. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia, responding to a reported active shooter situation at a local Walmart store. Police saying there were multiple fatalities and injuries, and officers are going through the building. Police believe the shooter is dead, but they're asking people to steer clear of that area. The U.S. Supreme Court giving the okay for a congressional panel to see tax records of former President Donald Trump.
Justices have denied a last-ditch appeal from former President Trump to prevent the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing 6 years of tax returns. Without comment or any noted dissent, an order from the court lifts a temporary hold put in place to allow legal arguments to be made. The Democratic-led House panel has been trying for 3 years to see the tax records, arguing federal law requires the IRS and Treasury Department to provide the documents as part of oversight of U.S. tax law. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci retiring as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases after 50 years of service.
COVID, no longer the all-encompassing crisis, so the White House is saying goodbye to a retiring Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's not going far, anticipating multiple congressional subpoenas. He's long dismissed criticism, although criticism was usually about his guidance, like on masks. He eventually supported mandates, and on businesses, like closing bars and schools. And his guidance about COVID, dating back to its earliest days, was inconsistent at best. Upon reflection, he makes no apologies.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Millions are set to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The AAA is saying the travel in the U.S. will be nearly back to pre-pandemic volumes. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A jury ruling against the widow of a former USC college football player who claimed the NCAA failed to protect him from repeated head trauma that led to his death.
Matthew Gee was a linebacker on the Trojans' 1990 team that won the Rose Bowl. His widow was seeking $55 million in damages, claiming that Gee suffered many blows to the head during his career that ultimately led to the degenerative brain condition CTE. That caused Gee to abuse cocaine and alcohol, eventually resulting in his death at 49. Ultimately, the jury rejected that argument, siding with the NCAA's claim that very little was known at the time about the long-term effects of concussions and that CTE wouldn't even be discovered until years later. The case was historic. It marked the first time in a wrongful death suit involving a former football player that a jury had to decide if repeated hits to the head during the player's career caused CTE. Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
A helicopter pilot and a meteorologist who worked for a North Carolina TV station are both dead following the crash of that station's helicopter next to an interstate highway in the Charlotte area. WBT identifying the victims as meteorologist Jason Myers and pilot Chip Tayag, the crash occurring along Interstate 77. A Texas judge saying she will not lower a multi-million-dollar punishment against InfoWars host Alex Jones.
Judge Maya Guerra Gamble Tuesday opting to enter the full judgment of nearly $50 million against Alex Jones. A jury handed that down earlier this year over the internet host spreading false conspiracy theories about the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones was hoping for leeway as Texas law limits how much defendants have to pay in punitive damages. Jurors aren't told about this cap and judges will oftentimes scale back judgments. That won't be the case for Jones, who between Texas and other judgments owes nearly $1.5 billion for spreading lies about the shooting that left 20 children and six adults dead a decade ago. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.